Good afternoon. My name is Jim Webb. I am at 1231 Skyview Drive, which is in the adjacent neighborhood.
Can you show us where your house is?
Sure.
Okay. Zoom in a little bit, Scott. So are you on the Skyview, the main road?
I'm on the Skyview, the main, that main thoroughfare, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Let's see. I'm right here.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks. It just helps us have a better bearings of where everybody's at. Thank you.
So we can see that area. We can hear some fireworks, things like that going off. We are primarily concerned about the fact that when we the whole issue of that road, there is no trucks, utility or otherwise. The trash trucks don't go down that way. There's no way to turn around on that road, and there is, without going on someone's private property. Because I've driven down there a number of times, half dozen times, and I'm telling you, I drove all the way down to Ms. Penrod's property, and I could not, without going on their property, I had to back up to that nearest, there is another nightly rental there, and I had to back up onto that driveway to turn around. Now, I can't tell you that I'm a Jeep trail kind of guy, but I would have to say that probably the people that come here and have nightly rentals are probably as no more and maybe less adept at trying to deal with these country roads as I am. And I just drove that piece of road where you saw that the two trucks going together, moving together, and I have no idea how they did that.
Do you drive that road to go to your house?
No, I do not.
Okay. Periodically, affect you whether they're driving that road or not.
That is correct.
Okay.
So it's really the whole issue, and I'll tell you the one thing that is the biggest issue is, well, it was number one, the trash cans, which I believe belong to the other nightly rental. And Scott, if you can get up there to where the road meets Skyline Road, well, basically meets this main road, this one right here where it comes off. We've had several accidents in this area. And it's my understanding that when Ms. Penrod's kids were going to school, the school bus won't even stop right there because of the danger associated with this stretch of road right here. And that is an issue that impacts everybody, including the people, everybody that goes through here, goes through this area, because that's the northern and main route for all of these houses to go north.
Now, the other nightly rental you speak of, would you point it out?
It's right off the road. I think it's this right here.
So it's on the same road as this duplex?
It is. And that's the one that Penrod's been having such trouble with, is this one right here, which I understand was approved as a nightly rental about 3 years ago, three and a half years ago.
That one came through the process, and I believe it was denied. They came to the Board of Adjustment through that series of hearings. Their attorney realized that they had been renting since like 2007, provided documentation. The nightly rental amendment to the zoning regs didn't happen until 2009, so we could not enact. It's a legal non-conforming. They don't need to get a permit. They're not in violation. When it sells, if the new person would want to do the same use, they would need to get a permit. But this was something that was in place before the amendment was made. So,
could I comment on that just briefly? It is true what you're saying, but when they purchased that property, they got an easement to use the road for residential use only. And we are currently in a two-year lawsuit with them over that issue because, again, they have brought as many as 10 vehicles in there for that overnight rental, and you guys been out by there. There's no room to park, so they park on my road.
But I'm going to pause you just for a minute, because otherwise we'll be here all night. That none of that has anything to do with what we're dealing with tonight, though. So I'm going to go ahead and stop us there. Otherwise, we will be here all night on one, and we only have one hearing tonight. So, and so you can handle that on a different case. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's my understanding that the Planning Commission has already denied this, and the applicant is here for an appeal. And the appeal is based on an error of law, and yet they have not referenced no law on which they have asserted that the Planning Commission has erred against. There are two of them here, which was on the screen up there a bit ago, number 5 and number 6, which in their judgment was not possible for the applicant to assure that those things would occur, and they are required to fulfill all of those conditions, all 8. So I don't see where there's even an appeal in this case, and there's certainly no additional information. There's been nothing presented that would indicate that the Board of Commission, the Planning Commission, erred in their judgment, either in the interpretation or the application of those laws.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf or opposing this appeal?
Hi, I'm Denise Trawick, the potential buyer. And I'll just, if there is an issue with the, as far as maintaining the asphalt with the potholes, my partner and I are more than willing to maintain that road.
Okay.
So that won't be an issue at all.
Right.
And I'm willing to sign whatever we need to sign.
Well, I think the issue was width of the road, wasn't it, and the easement.
Well, any of the maintenance that would need to happen, since the current seller is now maintaining, we will be more than happy to pick up right there.
Okay.
A big issue, I know personally a member that sits on the other board, and his issue was that there's no legal ability to use that road because it's on state property.
Right.
And there was no documentation that the state would allow anyone to use that road. So the difference that I see in the new information is that we have in front of us a letter from the state of Missouri and an easement that states that road belongs to the state of Missouri, and anyone is allowed to use it.
That's right.
And that was the primary issue in his vote to deny at that time, is because it was unclear that there was actually legal ingress to the property, because there was no documentation that the state would allow.
Which I could totally understand. If there wasn't documentation, it makes perfect sense. But that has been brought to us since that PNZ meeting, so... Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak that hadn't got a chance to speak yet? You opened, so I'll give you just a minute if you got it. Come on. Yeah. Sorry.
So can I bring forward to you a couple more pictures? So there is... It's not like there's 11 feet of
we have
asphalt
all that.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
And then it falls off.
Right.
And this is. And another thing I would point out is she had said that they built the road. It was built correctly. So if it was built correctly, and potholes do occur in unpaved roads, and... Certainly, when the sellers, both of these gentlemen here, got together and called MoDOT and got permission to pave it, a paved road is certainly better than a gravel road with potholes in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, and not to mention, I know she said it was full of rocks and sticks, but, I mean, I would not be driving my $40,000 Tahoe through rocks and sticks and his Toyota that, a small rock would probably take the transmission out the back of it. So.
Well, and I'd have been more nervous about driving my $40,000 Tahoe down your actual driveway, but that's not the concern tonight. It was between here and the main. But you know, and you know, when you're talking about this road, obviously one of the biggest concerns we have with the neighbors too is keeping people off of their properties.
Yeah.
And when I did drive it the other day, I noticed that if I missed that turnoff, I have no option other than to drive to her entrance. Or go into the next turnoff, which says no trespassing. So really, I have to trespass to turn around. So just, I mean, just since we are on the topic of the roads, and I don't know why it wasn't brought up in here, I would definitely say hopefully you have good signage.
But the thing is, you know, like I said, as managers, we make sure that everything is cut, clear, and dry, how to get to the property. There will be signage at the front to turn here. You know, and then not to mention, you know, at the end of the pavement, turn. Yep. Do not go past the pavement, turn. You know, we make sure that directions are clear. Okay. You know, when they do show up, you know, we've got a reputable business. We make sure that our guests got everything they need, know where they're going without the headaches. And then the people that we bring to the properties, you know, are not these, you know, what everybody portrays as these party people, things like that. When you're paying $1,200, $1,500 a night, it's, you know, families that's getting together and just having a great time, having vacation. You know, it's not this party traffic that everybody, you know, that feels that it is at that point, because we vet all of our people. You know, we've got a 25-year, you know, age limit to be able to rent the property. You know, these properties are million-dollar properties that we're renting out. We don't want anybody just walking through that door. So,
okay. All right.
Is there
anything else?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to close this for discussion if there isn't anybody else that hadn't had an opportunity to speak. Okay. So, just kind of refreshing back there, the big concern we had was the road and the easement, the MoDOT. And, the other deal was about the width of the road. I did notice that the pavement is a single car, but it does have a wide shoulder on both sides, and that's why they were able to do that video. And they did drive two cars side by side the whole way. So it's just kind of my thoughts on that. If you guys,
I thought it was Dick, and I would agree. The issues that were brought up were the width of the road. Access
and parking. State and
parking.
In state, no easement from the state.
Right.
Was the primary concern of those, which has been alleviated in my mind.
Yeah.
The condition of the road, whether it was asphalt or not, I don't know that that played into anything.
It didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and when I drove, I noticed that there's, well, I mean, in the video show too, there's plenty of parking, so.
I would agree with your comment about the signage.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to make sure of signage, because it is, I was able to turn around. I was in a pickup today, and I was able to turn around using those shoulders without having to get up into another driveway.
Yeah.
But I could see where it would be difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Well, does anybody want to make a motion on this appeal?
You fellas both drove that, and I didn't. I didn't get time to do it. What's your take?
And I talked to Rick Caudill about it too yesterday, and his consensus is the same as mine. But mine was that easement was number one. If it hadn't had an easement, there's no way we could move forward.
You got to have a state easement.
It's got to have a state easement. Number two, I agree that even though that. They probably took the cheaper route by doing a single car asphalt. There is plenty of room that two cars can pass. So I don't see an issue with that. I seen a bigger issue with a steep driveway than I did the main road. But that's not part of the issue here. So that's not on us to worry about. And then the parking, there's plenty of parking.
I mean, no issue with parking.
Well, there's been five cars that have been there currently and have been that have been leaving in and out of there twice a day. That's more traffic than you would expect.
And we have the